The forge has gone quiet, the bellows blow no more. The forge has gone quiet, the smiths have gone home. Only fading embers remain, and my hearth grows cold. One kiss from you to rekindle it all.
Welcome back to Queen of Embers, episode 46. We just finished episode 45, and we just made inquiry with...
Who? We were trying to meet with the chef.
Oliver Ramsay.
That's
right. Would you grab the lid of that and push it down, please?
Yep.
Thank you.
AKA Chef.
Michael, what have I told you about Yepper? Sorry. Office joke. Yippers.
Yippers?
I can only tell you Yippers.
God, I love The Office.
So, a ma'am dressed in a white apron, a white leather apron, rolled up sleeves, an open shirt with laces that would bring it closed, and loose pair of pantaloons and low shoes walks over with this messy, tussled blondish gray hair and this pockmarked face, and he has a bit of a 5 o'clock shadow. He looks very tired. Somebody inquire to me. Yeah.
Yes, Master Ramsay.
And it, yeah. That's me.
I am Banneker Steeples II. My father recommended I come and see you when I was in the city.
Oi!
The minister.
Son of Steeples, eh?
Yes, yes. He has talked nothing but good things about your restaurant, so I decided I must come and see you. And
ain't that a pleasure? Welcome to the Abyss's Kitchen. This is my premier restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah, Kiltarian, eh?
Very excited. Your service has been impeccable so far, and just wanted to meet the man behind this magnificent place.
Well, thank you for your love for me. I'm glad you came. Try me food. Hey, you, wait! He Tevens walks away. That's undercooked! That's bullshit! He slaps the platter out of his hand. Oh, God's sake, go back and cook that again! Let's call it shepherd's pie, I call it shepherd's shit! He walks back over. All right, forgive me there, eh?
No worries.
Food comes out of here, it's gonna be impeccable. I train all these valets, all these squires of mine.
A general must know his men, as it is said.
Yeah, isn't it?
It is, so. It's very, very nice to meet you. My fine fellows here also would, I'll start to introduce.
Sure.
I heard you're going to be at the masquerade. You doing the cooking for that, too?
I'm the chef, he says.
Well, sometimes, I mean, there's work and there's play. You know.
No playing in my kitchen. Oh. Not gonna show you.
Well, that's...
Isn't it?
Good to know.
If we were to go to said ball, we'd be expecting food like this?
Bah. I've been working on this menu all season. Perfecting you. Perfecting it. Getting the braise just right. Getting the gravy to be just as is. Get the strawberries just so much flambéed. Yes. It'll be the finest meal you ever had.
It's all about the gravy, isn't it?
Always about the gravy. The pan au jus. Drained direct from the meat.
Ah.
Dunnish cattle from the north. Hibernian they are.
I am very excited. Mouth is watering.
Well, how about that? I'll have the best meal of my life twice in 1 week.
Merry Equinox, he says.
Merry Equinox.
Merry Equinox.
Appreciate your time. It's a pleasure.
Of course. What the? Nine Fathers Beard! He turns around as you can see the kitchen, like this large fire, and he quickly dashes off.
think it's...
And I'll come in real close.
You heard me say the Otis wears a blue sack. We've got to peek on him.
I must have missed, and I'm whispering out to you, but I must have missed what you saw. I wasn't paying attention.
The Otis.
All right.
Warhol. Remember the people said, rotten teeth, big wig, and a blue sack.
Oh.
A fancy blue sack. I don't think these other two have anything to do with it. I think they're just local.
Well, sure.
Attractions.
I assume everyone's not trying to kill the Baron.
Well, I'm assuming everybody is. I'm going the opposite direction here, but I'm fairly good at closing the box on these two. But that's up to you all.
All right.
We should all report our own thoughts to the boss, I think.
Well, if we want to...
Well, and of course, Elisa, she's the only one that probably actually knows what the hell's going on with this cloak and dagger nonsense.
Well, you want to compare notes, so to speak, on this?
Yeah, what are your thoughts? Looks like a low-born man has made good for himself.
Seems to me that's the way. He's pretty preoccupied with his kitchen. Pretty open up on what's coming in, what's going out. He's going to have his hands full the whole time, as far as I can see.
My thoughts exactly. The man is making his livelihood.
He's a working man.
Yeah, this is his livelihood. He's not going to mess with that. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean somebody else won't mess with his livelihood. Try to do something, but... Three restaurants in an area. It's a lot of establishment. It's a lot of time and effort.
What would he have to gain if he's got three restaurants and he's trying to up his standing and everything? And you know, what seems like if he was trying to assassinate the Baron, is off character, as far as I can tell.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's enjoy this meal. Hopefully, I can put it onto my father's credit, and we can move on.
Well, if you're going to do that...
Let's make sure that's possible now.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's just have the one bottle until I know.
Well, I was going to say, around where I come from, the winter solstice, we always have the strongest tot of what they got. Ward off the poison cradle for the winter. Winter. What do you say? The strongest tot of what you got. It's strong spirit. You gotta have at least one on the winter solstice. Just one.
Every time I go anywhere with you, it's always drink spirits with me until you can't see.
I don't even know if it's high noon yet.
It's not. Every time I'm around this
we're celebrating. You're the one that bought the fancy wine, okay?
A touch of the spirits, the servant says.
Yes. We need something to settle our tummies after all this fine food.
A spot of caffeine. He says.
The strongest tot. Three tots is the strongest tot you got.
No spirits or cafe?
I'll take a cafe.
Well, spirits, of course.
I think I will go with the cafe also.
Disrespecting.
I'm not disrespecting more. It's not even noon.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm going by the rules of y'all's religion. But, hey, you can set it aside if you want.
Different folks, different strokes, as they say.
And I like to say, you know, it's all levels, and then, you know.
I already know this is not going to sit well.
The gods don't need to worry about my level.
The food will come out. It will be positively delightful. What happens if you have a sour stomach?
So if it's hard on your stomach, you cannot recover it unhindered for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wrote down in the notes, so I'm pretty sure there's more flavor text to that.
This would be there?
Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's not a new one, it's an old one.
Who drank caffe?
Is it coffee?
Caffe.
Coffee.
A-A-F-F-E.
Oh, I didn't know
caffe.
That. Caffe. I thought it was like a cafe, like an after coffee drink.
Here's what caffe is. Originating from the East, dilettantes speak of a strange brew made with a powder of roasted beans resembling snuff tobacco, water, milk, and sugar, called café. or coffee by pedestrian city folk. This stimulant can suppress hunger and reputedly wake the dead with its hot, warm, and delicious smell.
Oh, I'm so...
Cafes are found in large cities, in small towns where philosophers, artists, and pseudo-intellectuals gather to wax poetic about different blends. Cafe is also the chosen drink of military leaders in the field. Despite the crowing of priests about this devilish drink in the East, cafe is a luxury that most can afford to drink. So, if
that
you...
most can afford to drink. Awesome.
Yes. So, if you all drink essentially three good solid cups of cafe, so not only do you recover from imperiled to unhindered if you're already imperiled, you also ignore the negative effects of sleep deprivation, and you ignore the effects of starvation, but you can't fall asleep for the next 6 hours. In your case, because you have a sour stomach, you recover nothing. You're just like wide awake.
Yep. Yeah, after you take a dose of laudanum, a deliriant, or consuming a substance the GM sees as being hard on your stomach, you cannot recover to unhindered or on the peril condition track, only to imperiled for the next 24 hours.
That's right. Those who drink cafe gain 3 corruption.
Yeah.
Okay. I did.
Because it's a drug.
Because it is a drug, and it is addicting. And it's not just cafe as we believe it to be.
Oh,
it is infused
with opium.
My coffee is a drink too.
So the end of the day comes about 2 o'clock for you all as you are served a literal several servings of food, and your bellies are full and you're not feeling good at all. Your stomach is, he's rubbing his head, he looks like he's sweating, he's been dabbing his forehead with his kerchief.
Like, God, the things I do for the different.
The servant will come up. And who shall I give the check to?
Does my father have an account here?
Your father has an account, he says.
Yes.
Your father, the High Minister, has an account.
Well,
Master Steeples.
If I cannot add it to his account, then yes, me then.
I'm sorry, I cannot add it to the High Minister's account.
Then the check would come to me then, sir, as I said.
Yes, of course. Of course. So what does the cost for making it rain like the lords do?
Like 20-something gold?
What?
Make it rain like my lords do. 15 crowns.
Alright, you boys are going to have to pitch in after this.
I'll give my third. Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, well, if everybody's giving their third, then that's awesome.
So I'll give you 5 crowns.
Mm-hmm. He says he takes the 15 crowns.
Let's get a turkey leg.
Does that mean you tip?
Was your dinner satisfactory?
Was there not gratuity included? I mean,
did I do everything I could to make you comfortable?
Dan, just tell me, what's the percentage?
What are you going to give?
I mean, what is the standard percentage?
5%.
Okay, yeah. Then I'll give him the 2 shillings that would be the 5%, right? That's actually over, right?
Sure.
Doing my math right?
That's
okay,
exact.
That's exact. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Please, have a good day. You leave Hell's Kitchen back out into the city, full of stomach, your head swimming with wine, and that will bring us now to...
I'm going to need a whole day to digest this.
That'll bring us back to the lower city. The bustling port city.
Well, sorry. I guess we cannot put her on my father's tab.
That's alright. We'll just consider it an IOU. Or UOS, or it's just a part of the thing. It's fine.
IOU, you owe me,
We'll just call ourselves even then, huh?
You owe me my fealty to my king back, but...
So we're even.
Go with even.
All right, I'll take it.
So back.
I'll pat him on the back. Oh, I'm sorry. It was supposed to be an adjustment.
No, I understand. It's just
you know what you lowborns do. You pat each other.
No,
touch
yeah.
each other for no reason.
So bring us back down to the lower city Tarawin and Elisa conclude their conversation with Tobias. Sorry, Tobias, what am I thinking? But Tobias Stroh. It isn't too long until Domina Satine, the buxom redhead, a very pleasant and affectionate woman. Oh, goodness. Lady Marius, she says as she catches you somewhere outside of the warehouses.
Oh, Lady Satine. It's a joy to see you again.
And you as well. My father said that he had visited with you today. It's about midday now.
Might I introduce you to my companion, Terwin?
Hello.
Oh, Master Terwin.
It is
a pleasure to meet you. She takes your hand and she will shake it vigorously.
It's a pleasure to meet you too. She says that you two got along swimmingly yesterday.
Oh, indeed. Milady Marius is, she is a font of knowledge and a good, pleasant conversationalist.
I've never met any better.
Could say the same of you, Lacey.
You are too kind. Perhaps we should commence with the dress shopping.
I would love nothing more.
I think we could stop and grab a bite to eat, get a bit peckish. I haven't had much all day.
Oh, I shall have my servants bring us something.
Oh.
Do not worry.
Quite lovely.
Oh. Right on.
You see that she has a throng of followers behind her. Young and old, kind of staring at her adoringly, and they will bring something for you to eat as she will take you into one of the warehouses and into a back room. It doesn't appear to be a shop by any means. It looks like basically a warehouse of sort. And in the back, upon these iron racks, are all manner of dresses. It is the winter solstice. You know what that means, m'lady.
I must admit that I don't know the customs here, so...
Oh, well, of course. Tis a merry solstice, of course. The color that would be appropriate for this masquerade would be blue. I think blue would look absolutely stunning on you.
Who do you say? So everyone would be in blue, then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that one looks...
Milady,
like it might be
in what season were you born? She says.
The spring.
Of course blue is your color. I, too, was born in spring.
Oh, it seems we have such in common.
Me, too.
Yes, Terwin was born in the spring. It seems the three of us have quite a bit in common.
Well, is this not just kismet, as they say in the South?
Of course.
Yes.
fortunate circumstances brought us together.
Indeed.
Master Terwin. Have you made inquiry or have you already made arrangements for your manner of address at the party?
I've got, let me see what, I was focused on the neck up. I haven't really gotten anything for the neck down yet, so I think, obviously can't wear a dress, but, I could, but... I
mean, she begins pulling these scarves on these nearby mannequins. Yes. You can see there's a number of mannequins that cast long shadows inside this warehouse. Kind of frightening, actually, if you see them in the wrong light. This blue scarf, she wraps it around your face. Just so, she ties it into a right knot. There. Now tuck it into your shirt. And then, yes, I think these gloves will do. She hands you a pair of blue gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Delightful. Please.
So beautiful. I can't believe it.
Master Forrester, would you do me the honor of accepting this as a gift for the party, knowing that you are in attendance?
Oh, you must. You simply must.
Must I?
You must.
One
could not look a gift horse in the mouth in this way.
Well, no, it's going to be the look I'm going for, right?
Think this fits you well.
The powdered wig, the cane, the mask.
I do believe that this goes well with her. Yes.
Is he wearing all blue, basically?
No.
Blue scarves and...
You would be... a unique look
One will help you stand out among the others, despite the fact you have a mask on your face. I think it would be very handsome, she says.
Well, I mean, if Domina says... Lady Satine says so.
I need to talk with you because I don't think I can be wearing this and what else I've got and talking like I do.
What nonsense! That's poppycock, she says. This blue really brings out the color in your eyes.
Oh, no!
Your aura, you are born in spring, and I can see you are a tempestuous one. Blue is perfect for your personality. It will...
Of course, the team.
No, I don't
know. It will quell the tremors in your mind.
Really?
Yes. Colors are very powerful.
And now to think of it, I...
'Tis good for your aura and spirit.
Oh, I'm feeling a bit relaxed now.
Course. Lady Satine knows best. Yes.
Yeah, but you see, what I'm saying is I can't be sounding like I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, why not?
Well, I don't know of any people of the upper crust to be talking like me.
I should suspect that you will find that people who are even born high will speak as if they are born low at this party. It is the intention of wearing the mask to change who you are.
So I would sound like I was doing a really good job, eh?
I suppose.
Yeah, right.
So.
Practicing, sorry. Come on.
Yeah, no. Good job. No, I was, thinking like if we was going to be with the oily-toily types, I mean, you.
Oh, no.
You wear
no.
a mask in one hand and. You know.
I mean, you can do that if you feel the need, but I think you'll fit in just.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't do it.
That seems obvious. Too on the nose.
Oh.
It's a bit too. Gauche.
Okay. Well, I mean. Just talk like I do.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. She smiles. Be who you are. Embrace it.
Satine, once again, you speak wisdom.
If I was embracing who I was, I wouldn't be wearing a wig and a mask and these gloves and this jack scarf. But
embrace who you are in a better set of clothing.
Oh, I mean, I guess it's a like a fish out of water, but
a bit.
Or
the blue helps.
Or. Duck in a field.
Animal in place, yes. We'll get with that.
Milady, as for your dress.
Yes.
I had thought blue at first, but perhaps you are more of a forest green.
Green, you say?
Yes. A forest green.
Once again, I leave myself in your capable hands.
Of course! She claps her hands together. But they will carry on, and you will try on all manner of different dresses until you are given a elegant green ball gown.
Okay.
And you are given fancy blue gloves and a fancy blue scarf.
Blue.
A pale blue, like a robin's egg.
But you say that due to the solstice, you believe everyone would be mostly wearing blue with this.
Oh. Those born in the spring, who was born in the seventh layer of the the third layer of the zodiac. You strike me as a march child.
I've been on many marches, yes.
And you were born in May.
You would be correct.
Oh no, I was born.
Full screen, it is.
I was born in April.
No, blue is still fitting.
Yeah.
It does rain a lot.
So tell me, she says, you've been invited to the party. She's talking to you, Forrester. What brings you to Kael Tirion?
I'm coming with Alisa. She asked me to come along.
Well, man such as yourself, who is clearly a strong, silent type soldier.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
not much soldiering to be had here in Kael Tiryn.
Yeah.
Is well, there?
I mean, what's a soldier to do when there's no wars? You see, my grandfather and her father spent a lot of time together. And so, you know, family, friendships, and whatnot, it passes down the line.
Huh. My understanding is that when soldiers have no war to soldier against, they, will turn to worse things.
Oh, sellsword type work, huh?
Well, if there's no sellsorting to do, they will try to stir up their own trouble, she says politely.
No, I don't try and stir up trouble, but sometimes people try and stir up trouble with me. they see the eye patch, and they know the namesake of a forester.
Well, or perhaps that they see the sword at your side.
Yeah, I understand. I know. Mm-hmm. It's there. It's been in the family for years.
I'm not saying if you dress like that you deserve it, but wearing a sword at your side certainly
invites trouble.
Well, it does lets people know your measure,
mm-hmm.
She says.
Yeah.
She looks you up and down.
Yeah. I mean, somebody got the best of me once.
Yes. She takes a couple steps forward. And what is your measure, Master Forrester? She places her hand up on the hilt of your sword.
Well, you know, Forresters, trees, logs. You know, runs in the family.
There's a bit of tete-a-tete, if you will, between the two of them. You can feel your blood quicken. Without a doubt, she is a beautiful and a very charismatic woman who speaks very plainly and seems to appeal to your sensibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Your base of sensibilities.
But nothing more than that. The quickening in your heart and the butterflies in your stomach will leave once you all kind of go your separate ways.
Yes, when you go your own way.
So, I would like for you to put on your character sheet under traits favored, and under favored put Domina Satine. When you were favored by Domina Satine, you may add an assist die to fellowship-based skill test when in her company.
Nice. I sure as hell need it.
You're just gonna grab her and drag her over when we're having conversations.
Get off my
back. You must be engaged with her.
Congratulations.
Alright, I guess
Force her name will go on.
Yeah.
Back out in the street you go, and it's almost sundown at this point as you all kind of take in bits and parts as you've kind of been about your business, and you will actually collect down below in the shipyards sometime toward nightfall.
Oh, what a day.
Tarwin and Elisa appear back at the ship, and Tarwin walks with a slight spring in his step.
And Elisa has pickles.
A jar of
them. Oh, pickles.
Oh, no, not those.
Nothing.
Oh, no, please.
What you mean?
Oh, man, so
not
stuffed.
Hungry.
No.
We didn't have indigestion this entire night.
No, that'll help. Pickles help.
I don't
know. No, they're good. They're good for if you're feeling queasy. Got lots of water in it.
Plus it's spicy.
Or water has water in it.
Perhaps you can have them for breakfast.
Pickles.
He's like... Harper, please excuse yourself.
I've been trying.
So,
apparently we'll have dress delivered to the
oh yeah and
manor. are you wearing the gloves in the sky?
No, I'm not wearing them still, but like...
that would be great.
Yeah, Terran, no, because then he'd have to walk through town in them, and that gives away what he's wearing. Yeah. Terran pulls out these ridiculously blue gloves and scarf. Now, apparently I'll be wearing these.
Apparently everyone will be wearing blue. Or at least it's going to be a common color.
Of a sort. Now, here's the thing. There's a possibility, even though I'd hate for it to be so, but I think a woman of her caliber, she might be trying to pull one over on me.
A domino?
Yeah, she might. It could go either way.
It's possible.
Yeah, but...
Never ruled her out.
But you see, she chose blue for me and not for you.
She did, yes.
Yeah. And it could be innocent. I mean, she's got a low-born father. She herself, who's been upjumped, but she herself comes from that line. She's trying to ally herself with people of a higher caliber.
That's all of anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Did,
so,
did you say her daddy...
Oh, I'm slumming.
Did you say her daddy had some ties in Old Lork? If she was going to be one of the ones that was... doing the dirty deed, then, you know, spend some time in Old Lork, you know, pick up some bad influences.
Right. So, I believe I should wear these because I said I would. But I also could possibly be getting set up. It's a stretch.
It's painting a target on your back. Why would you do that?
She also has a large quantity of sycophants that will do anything.
Well, yeah, and it is why I want that target. The reason I want this target is in case all this is being done in concert, and they think I'm part of that concert, and they try and come up and talk to me about whatever plan they have going on. So that's why I'm happily wearing blue.
Oh.
So we can rule you out, though, boss, right?
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'm wearing. As I lay it all out, I'm wearing this
powder wig. You're not going to be the one that's
you're
killing.
You're not doing the one,
the killing.
Like, you didn't get a message from you know, the table, and they're telling you to do something different here.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, then we're ruling the boss out. I think we can rule all three of the artists, or two of the artists out, at least. Your thoughts, Warren, Harper, I don't think the bot has anything besides bluster and fame to look forward to. That he cares about one thing, is fame.
Do you mind if I ask you to hold that thought?
No, you hold and...
Yeah. No, I want to hear more of it. I just would like to get out what I've noticed, and then we can move
on. Oh, yes.
So, yeah, Domina Satine. She either really wants to get in good of people and seize an opportunity, or there may be something unadded there. Her father is upjumped and has found some fortune, but is continuing to try and secure an higher place. So here he is now, he wants everyone to know he's a pickle man. I mean, come on.
It does seem he's trying to switch to maybe a more legitimate track of business.
Yeah. But I couldn't get much off of our meeting from him. I know that he ran around with your father back in the day.
He also said something about the leader of the Saltpeter would most likely be there. And it would make sense, all things considered, if possibly the leader of the Saltpeter might want the Baroness not to see through her plans.
Yeah.
More than anyone.
Right.
That is critical information.
So it seems to me that the leader, whoever the leader of the Saltpeter is probably the one behind this particular attempt.
So you're saying, okay, I get that. But so this man, he knows your father.
He does.
And he knows you, and he knows you work for the Dufresne.
He does.
Which means his daughter probably knows you work for the Dufresne.
Most definitely. He does, yes.
So, Do you think she's really setting you up, or she was? You may think maybe she's trying to give you a clue.
It's possible that she could be giving a clue too, and that's why I'm coming to all of us with what I've got, because I don't know how to take it, because she seemed to fancy me a bit, and so I don't want to be caught up in, you know, oh, pretty lady, she thought I was something special, you know.
I'll keep your feet grounded on that particular prospect, but here comes the truth of the matter. When she walked, she was wearing a blue dress when we first saw her. We've seen multiple people now walking in blue. It's very possible she's just trying to keep up with trends. And honestly, our information from the barrister may not be that much useful if this is a common color.
Well, maybe she just wants somebody to be on her arm, just to have someone on her arm.
That matches. It's possible.
Okay.
Or could be she's the killer.
Could be, yeah.
Could.
What are we here for? We're here to protect the Baron, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I think we should do is to make sure we do everything we can to keep her away from the party.
Domino.
Yeah.
Whoa.
If she's a risk, we can rule her out if she's not there.
All of these people are a risk.
Yeah.
There
and
you
it
go.
Would take one of us away from the party to keep her away from the party at minimum.
So you're trying to say she's a man-eater?
Would it?
Well, wait. Okay, so we're still on the subject of the Satine.
What I'm saying, what I'm trying to get at is you do something to keep her from the party. You put something in her food, you make her sick or something like that so she can't make it.
She would go no matter what.
Even if she was completely indisposed, vomiting
every hour. This family is putting everything into being at this party.
What if you ruin her dress?
She would find another. Her father is a merchant.
I mean, by that logic, if we just ruins everyone's day, I guess that'd be a way to get
it. I'm not trying to give her a hard time. I'm just trying to run through ideas here. Because, you know, you two seem like you're going to be attached to her arm the whole party. And, you know, I don't know, just a thought.
Well, so if we entertain your idea of keeping her back, making her sick, of doing something that in some way inconveniences her to the point that she can't go to the ball, it's a possibility, but I'll be honest, I don't see Domina as the threat on this particular one.
The only thing
and if she's not, then we've just taken a girl who could possibly be opening up her entire horizons and made her sick instead of possibly letting her do so.
The only way she's not going to be at this party is if we do something drastic. And I'm not willing to do something drastic until I know it needs to be done. And we're talking breaking knees.
And even then, she'd be in a chair.
And that's... I mean, I see where you're coming from. But unless it's something that isn't...
Are we here to play silly parlor games with all these nobles? Are we here to make sure the Baron makes it out alive? I think we need to think long and hard about what we are willing to do to save his life.
So
have you ever heard of a log shuffle?
No, it's not.
Why don't we tell everybody... This Baron is dressed as X. And one of those people is... us. Oh, we heard that the Baron is dressed as... this. He has this mask on. I can't believe it. I think I've discovered who the Baron is tonight. And make it one of us. That way if they shoot that person... It's one of us. Hopefully that's you.
Nobody's being invited to get killed. You wouldn't see it coming.
Yeah.
No, that's the point. If we're truly here to save this person, and our job is to save him, then there you go. There is your answer.
Someone's willing to get poisoned or stabbed in the back to do that?
Yes. It is your job.
To get killed.
Sammy, you're not part of the Dufresne. This discussion's got nothing to do with you. If you truly want to ferment this asinine thing that we are doing... then that is the way to do it.
Well,
cover all your bases, spread the lie, be
the saddest part is you might not be wrong.
I know I'm not wrong. I've been to these things.
Well, there are.
It's half the trick is to figure out who is in the mask.
I mean, your idea is a sound one, but how are we going to get the Baron to agree to such a thing?
We don't even need to. We say this is who it is. And we spread the rumor. We have your friends. You've made all these connections. Yeah. Use those connections.
Well, there's six.
I think I figured out the Baron. Just tell all these folks.
Well, we see if that's...
It will spread like... What is that?
Wildfire.
Yes. That concoction, the...
Witchfire.
Oh, witchfire, yeah.
That one.
Yes. Well, there's 13 people that we suspect. That's what we have on our list of people that are potentials that we had to look into. Well, of those 13, you've only ruled out two, and there's only six of us at most that could possibly do anything. I obviously can't pretend to be the Baron.
And no, I can't
to all of you, but I don't think that would work. I don't think you could.
Do we even know about his height? His build?
That's easy enough to find out.
It's all easy to figure out.
I know, but...
Whoever matches that is the Baron. The rest spread the lie.
Good sirs. You hear from behind you as the barrister Rosalia joins you on the battle line. You will forgive my tardiness,
lady.
I have been in preparation all day.
How do those preparations go?
Well,
any new information?
No new information, mostly preparation for the competition that has to happen. I think I have told you I must implore Baron, the Lord Clayton R.K., will make the impression upon him that time is of essence, and to have his signature upon the document to ensure that his support is sealed.
So if you're going to be doing that, you know how to find him?
Well, everyone will know how to find the Lord Clayton R.K. according to the itinerary. She reaches into her robes and pulls it out.
So everyone knows what he's going to be wearing.
Well, she sits it down. Here is what is to happen. At 6 o'clock, the guests are set to arrive. A valet will announce each guest by name before they place their masks upon their face. Then the masquerade begins.
So people get to see the face before the mask goes on?
Indeed. There will be many, many guests.
Ah.
However, once the clock strikes 7, the Baron will make his toast, removing his mask.
We can still do this. The Lord Shuffle and get his mask.
I should suspect that I have here on the itinerary, the party will conclude at 10 o'clock. Hmm. So...
When is he to sign this agreement that you have?
When he reveals himself after 7 p.m., after the clock strikes 7.
So between 7 and 10, you should have a signature.
Indeed.
Through our window.
Finding time to meet with the Baron, unfortunately, as I have been explained to me by his quartermaster Kinson Algiers, will be difficult to fit in this time, but I figure I shall make my impression upon him perhaps after 7.
What'd you make of Mr. Algiers? We didn't get a chance to speak to him.
Master Algiers, a man who is unwavering in his duty to ensuring that this party is a success. All servants and maids answer to him. He is classically trained and incredibly efficient. He will know everybody at the party by name. He has also made inquiry as to your names, and I have passed them along.
And how long has he been working with the Baron?
Well,
He has served the Arcade since the end of the war. So I would say 8 winters, give or take. Oh, my apologies. Merry Solstice.
Merry Solstice to you. So what we need to do after he removes his mask, and we're still working on what we do before, and it's a possibility, what you're suggesting, but after he reveals himself, that's when all of us are going to try and run interruptions, interference. That way, you can get to him and talk to him, and we can also keep potential people who wish intended harm away from him.
Well, perhaps we should go through the itinerary one more time before you lay your plans.
All right.
We are expected to arrive. You all are expected to arrive around 4 o'clock.
4.
Yes.
All right.
The band shall arrive and start to set up at 5:30. Guests will arrive at 6. Kinnison will announce each of the guests before they place their masks on. Between the hours of 6 and 7, all shall be masked for an hour.
But remember, the masks can be swapped.
Mm-hmm. So we're to be there early before even the band sets up.
Yes, it will be at last.
You will be there at 4 o'clock, as the earliest I can be arranged.
Right. So
you wanted extra time at the facility.
That's right. That way we could scope things out, maybe talk with some of the staff that are setting up. Yeah.
Did you, your clue of blue, know it was such a fashionable color here?
Yes. Did your contact tell you that color is apparently what everyone wears for the winter solstice?
My contact has told me all that I have told you.
Yeah. We were told it was a very hard color to get, and now half the court is going to be wearing.
Admittedly, I do not know the ways nor all of the etiquette of the upper courts. I was not born into such class. My studies were more so on law. Hmm. Things that are less frivolous. Says.
Well, I'll be wearing it as well. So, I'm glad I am, because if anyone's looking for somebody that's wearing blue and is going to be discussing some plans, well, at least there's a potential they could be trying to come to me, and I could overhear it.
Are they going to announce our names as well? Or if we're there as more servants?
You are there as guests. So it is a high honor to be invited to such a party.
So we're going to be there, and then we're going to have to step outside of the ballroom and come back in so that we're announced when it's 6 o'clock.
You will have to speak to Kiss and Algiers about that.
Fair enough.
All right.
They're going to announce that we are from Dufresne.
They will announce your names.
Things a little bit easier.
Should be fun.
I will have no ability to blend in.
I'm sure you will be swarmed by admirers.
Thank the gods.
What we're open for, well, is that these guests, there are many of them, as you have said. What we're open for is that there's so many that it's going to be difficult to remember everyone and what they're wearing.
I have an accurate count on who will be present. It is the list that I gave you. There shall be 3 household guards, 9 servants, and 6 people in the kitchen.
Is all that staff in the kitchen coming with the chef, or is that the current kitchen staff, and the chef will have control of them?
It will be some of the Lord's kitchen staff and some of his. I know that they will be making preparations this evening. Hmm.
So, 9 servers, 6 kitchen staff. plus
three household guards.
Three household guards.
Plus the 15.
Does anyone know anything about poisons?
Don't eat them.
I know a thing or two.
Okay.
If you bite it, it's poisonous. If it bites you, it's venomous.
What are you looking to be knowing?
Well, so do we know it's going to be served tonight?
No.
It's not going to be food.
Really? You don't think so?
Never gave us an opportunity to tell us what we found out.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. All right, let's talk more about what we found out before.
It won't be the food made by Ramses.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the one. I think your analogy of the situation was spot on.
I thought he said he spent the whole season working on the menu.
Yeah.
He's got three restaurants in here. He's just a hardworking, lower class man who's made good for himself. Three restaurants. The people are spending 5 crowns a meal at.
Five the man is wealthy. Crowns.
So.
Some of the most things I've ever tasted.
Okay. So, this man has made some very fancy food. So, why isn't it going to be him?
Would seem the easiest. Well,
thing is, he don't have enough time. He's going to be so busy making all these meals and everything. And if you've seen him in the restaurant, he just, everything going in and out of that kitchen.
He's got to be part of it.
And what I'm saying is, he's a career man, he's a working man, and he's got his reputation to uphold. So if anything goes wrong, anyone gets poisoned, it's going to be on him.
So,
how do we know there will be one assassin?
I wouldn't
put it all in inquires.
I wouldn't put it all in one basket. That's why I said we should do.
Right.
I was never assuming there'd only be one.
So, let me understand this. He cooks everything, and all those other people are standing around for nothing.
Oh, of course.
He touches
everything. Make sure that everything.
What I'm saying is, he knows just by looking at what the thing is, what's been cooked. He knows whether it's good or not.
Right. This man was walking by with a pie and he grabbed him and threw him back in the kitchen. Awful. Told him to read. He must have saw something on that pie that didn't make him happy. That was the best food, and this is coming from me,
mm-hmm.
that I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm. And so.
And he promised this would be the best meal that anyone in that room had had in their lives.
So, knowing what you know about poison, do you believe that a man who knows everything about food would be able to tell by looking at it that it's poisoned?
Well, you know, when he sent the pie back, you know how shepherd's pie is. It's got a top to it. So you can't see what's inside. The man knew it wasn't good. So, as far as I can tell, he just knows what's every ingredient is in everything. So, as far as I can see, I don't think it's going to be him.
All right.
And he's gonna be watching that food so closely. So nothing's going to get out of that kitchen that he doesn't know about.
So we can softly assume that it's not the chef.
Unless he's actively wanting to do it, yes. But
if he's three restaurants in this area.
Mm-hmm.
That's years of establishing himself.
You don't think he's right away?
And like I said, if anything goes wrong with that food.
If there was a patron above the Baron or somebody who would come in and take over for the Baron.
If any poison goes through that food, it's on him. His career's ruined. No one will ever eat at his restaurants again. He's ruined. So I don't think it's going to be him.
Alright.
Maybe not him.
Is he going to be watching over this creamed ice?
Well, you know, we talked to the...
That's not his.
We talked to the Ice King. And he... That's all that's in his head. It's completely frozen. It's filled with creamed ice.
So strawberries.
So does poison
bananas
die in the cold?
Well, it depends on what kind of poison you're using. I think for a moment.
Do you have a skill rank in alchemy?
I do not have a skill rank in alchemy. But I do have. I do know about healing poisons.
Well, no, you don't. Alchemy is used for poison.
Okay.
So go ahead and make an alchemy test.
I'll go ahead and make
a challenging test.
Okay. I believe in you. It's a 34 flip to fail.
And I rolled a 66.
Critical
fail.
Oh, you know, called it.
Everything there is possibly to know about poison.
Well, you know, no, a lot of things about poison. Poison can be passed from contact from one hand to another with a simple handshake. Sometimes it can be passed between the lips, or upon a tongue, or in wine, or in water, or upon a simple table napkin, or while using the water closet, by wiping your bunghole. It can be passed by wearing a cape. It can be passed by a simple pinprick, perhaps from a needle in the bottom of a ring turned the other way. It can be passed up on the end of a blade. Maybe put in somebody's food days before and then take to enact at the party.
But boss, I thought the whole reason, the entire reason we were meeting with all these people was so we could start, have some idea of what each person was.
Yeah, so...
But if you're but discounting everything we say after we met them...
Well, see...
What have you discovered, Rosalia inquires.
Right, what I'm doing is I'm asking questions so I can better understand. And with everything that you're telling me, I am led to believe that this is one of our least likely suspects.
There's a discussion technique that's called devil's advocate.
Oh, I got it. But it's getting a little old here with every person is still on the table. If we remove nobody, then we don't have enough bodies to cover everyone.
Right.
We've got to make choices here.
We've got to find the biggest risk.
That's it.
Yeah, and I had already moved on, and I was focusing on the ice. So, And so, we do not believe that it is the chef. So, what about this ice man?
Well, you saw him too. All he could talk about was ice cream, creamed ice.
Right.
His whole head is frozen with ice.
3 hours of drinking.
It went on and on. Just creamed ice. All the flavors and all techniques and everything.
I don't
same story.
Mm-hmm.
As you eliminate suspects, we will flip their cards over.
I don't think it's Gordon, or I don't think it's Ramsay.
Oliver Ramsay?
Yeah, I don't think it's Oliver Ramsay.
Or his brother.
Or his brother.
Gordon Oliver.
Gordon James,
yeah.
Or
his brother Gordon.
Oh. I really hope he doesn't have a legal staff that searches things up by Google.
So certainly we do not suspect that it would be Lord Clayton R.K. himself.
Right.
The barrister inquires.
And if it were, then what would be the worst way to do to stop him?
I mean, it would be the most dramatic way to do it, wouldn't it? Plan your own party and then kill yourself on it?
And the Ice King Hagen.
But the surgeon of
That's the one.
Did you find anything about Wolfgang? How's he doing? I'll ask Sammy.
Well, they're taking care of his pecker.
What?
He's come down with some illness and he ain't feeling too good. He says he's feeling the pain in his groin. So he's going to be laid up, it sounds like. He ain't going to make it to the party.
But you've spoken with him.
Yeah.
Alright.
He's about blue and green in the face.
Okay.
They gave him something for the swelling. You know what they did? They took a catheter. They put fleas down it.
I wouldn't go into much more.
Mites.
Don't need to know about it.
If you don't know what a catheter is, don't ask.
You got to touch the sailor's piss. Ain't no thing he can't get treated, but he ain't feeling too good, so I don't think Wolfgang or Ron Billy gonna be showing up.
So isn't the barrister and Wolfgang friendly? He probably doesn't like to hear this.
Appeared to be.
Appeared, yeah.
Rosalia maintains her composure.
Right, so, alright, I mean, it didn't seem like Mr. Cooper, Copper.
Do you think we could speak with Wolfgang?
Not in that condition.
You stated you didn't think it was the other artist either.
So,
which one did you run into?
The bard. The bard is so full of his self that...
Wolfgang is deathly loyal to the Baroness. I do not think that he nor Rung Bigley will be...
Would he kill his sister's...
I didn't think he bought that thing. Brought it all the way here as a gift. Just to...
The collapse. It's all me agreement, then, that Wolfgang right. Kappa and Rung Bigley are not potentials.
The only thing I can say about him is he was still bent out of shape after the war that happened a long time ago. He seemed to be quite the nationalist.
That's the wrong brother.
Wolfgang.
Speaking of Wolfgang.
Yeah, so let's rule him out.
Yeah. So with Genity Kappa, he seemed to be quite the nationalist. He seemed to be quite loyal to the RK. It's possible, but if we're trying to narrow people down, I would put him on the narrowed rather than the widened.
Why is that?
So you think he would kill his sister's husband?
No, I mean... If we're...
Soldiers don't tend to...
You would say he's more likely to be...
Use cowardly means to kill for you.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying?
Yeah, if I'm going to kill someone, I'm going to kill him.
Maybe he doesn't have the same honor as you.
No, he's full of it.
So we can rule him out.
Honor, that is.
What you're saying is we can rule him out. I mean, so to speak. Everyone's a suspect and all that.
Yeah, I mean, he was... Yeah. He was.
Do you think the lady, Gabriella...
Remove Sir Genity Kappa from the suspect list.
Do you think Lady Gabriella would target her own husband?
Yes.
If he were to die, would she take over?
Yes.
Well,
divorces have technically been quite political upheavals.
Lady Gabriella and Lord Clayton Arkay have been fast since they were young.
Oh, well, I mean, if you get sick of each other, I mean, well...
Well, you know, you come to divorce, not murder.
Not all the time, no. See, something I know from being in the Dufresne is that usually the spouse is pretty high up there on the suspects list.
Again, it goes to, where is the line of succession? We'd ask this question, and I don't think it was ever fully bested.
They're all children.
They're all children?
Yes.
By both?
Their children, she says.
Then, they've been married for a long time.
Then I would say you can remove the lady because her eldest son will take, and who gives? And she may not care at that point. Or does she favor him, her eldest?
The only reason why I might look at the lady is because, well, she really don't like the Baroness. Now the question is, would she kill to keep out of that business, or just to spite the Baroness?
So what do we know about her? Let's just say what we do know about her.
She married to the Baron?
She married to the Baron. Can we find anything else about him?
Friends with Joseph.
Wolfgang's sister.
Wolfgang's sister.
She's a copper.
She hates the Baroness.
And when she gets drunk, she's very insulting.
The more she drinks, the more she insults the world.
Yeah, that's nothing that's going to tell me to take her off.
Especially if her husband has cuttings.
Especially
if the husband has cuttings of the woman. Yeah. It could just be pure jealousy.
The Ice King Hagen Hasselnuss. Can we rule him out?
Hagen Hasselnuss.
Yeah, I don't know of anything that would down
Hasselnuss.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't meet the man, so.
What do you think?
I mean, if there were poison going about it, he'd be, I think, the easiest way to go about it. With a newfangled food, just call it food poisoning. Batch of cream, something.
I don't
think he would personally do it, but he's going to have a lot of folk there working for him.
I don't know a lot about poison, but that man doesn't seem like the poisony.
But again, someone could use it as a vessel. Anyone who wants to poison anyone can basically do it.
Yeah, so there's another assumption we're working with. We're assuming that at least one of these people on this list is the perpetrator. Whether or not they're delivering it, they're at least orchestrating it, right? That's...
Right.
I mean, otherwise...
Right.
You know, yeah, we want to just take all the servants and leave them out. So, okay.
Do we believe... He doesn't even run in his, you know, the Baron's type of circle. He's just there for the ice cream. Okay. Green guys.
Again, if we can't clarify that we know where his roots are, could he be the man from the salt pyramid? Who knows? You guys, we have such dizzying logic going on right now that I don't believe we're ever going to rule anybody else out.
Barrister, you've been in Durendo for a while. Did you ever catch the name of the person who was the lead of the salt pyramid?
Goodness, no. In fact, the leader of the salt pyramid is known but only to the Baroness. The previous ties to Lord Genevieve. Baron, my apologies.
Do we at least know if they're Salt Peter man or Salt Peter woman?
I could not say, but I can assure you that the Salt Peter men are also here.
Yeah, we found that out.
Yeah, we did. Right, so, Argon, Hustleness, we're thinking no.
I don't see any motivation for it. I mean, we talked to him for hours. All he talked about is that cream dice.
Yeah. So I actually.
Did he know he were?
No.
You sure he didn't know you were? Salt Peterman would know who we were. Just saying.
So, I acquiesce.
Hey, yo. You started the devil's advocacy. So, I am just playing into it again.
Boy. Right. So I acquiesce. And so...
Unless, the four of the gentlemen.
Unless we are thinking that there's a reason to keep him on here, maybe we should turn him over.
I trust Warren. I trust Harper.
Sure.
We're both in agreement, Harper. I say we do it.
I am.
All right.
Algen Hasselnoos has been removed from the list as you continue narrowing it down now to 10 suspects.
And there could be more than one.
It could be.
Normally, conspiracies like this,
I thought we took the lady off.
No. I argued for her to stay.
Okay, sorry.
Alright, so, who's Delilah?
Is an answer.
No one met Delilah.
Alright. So, we keep her. Vedica Bang.
Remove him. He is a...
He's a stuffed shirt.
He's a stuffed shirt performer who could care little about anything else besides his voice.
So, besides him being some grand master planner, we have no evidence to point at all to him.
Oh, he's a sycophant, not a sycophant. He has sycophants that hang on every whim that he has, and he's a performer. He's not.
He couldn't wait to put pen to ink to this broadsheet.
Lady Marius, what say you, Aveda Cobain?
I'm not entirely sure. To be honest, the people that I see the most are people that we haven't talked to. I don't think Domino's done it. I also don't think that Tobias has done it. If we look at those two, they've been the ones that gave us the information about the Salt Peterman, and I do trust him on that particular piece of information. It makes the most sense.
It's been corroborated.
Yes.
All right.
So I don't think it's them.
Right, so...
At least Tobias, I don't.
You want to take...
It's a lot of risk for a traitor if he fails. His goose is cooked.
Let's take Tobias.
He's attached his rising to that of the Baron, if I believe that's correct, right?
Like, he is.
So...
I would say Tobias would be the one to take off, for my sake.
Any objections, Rosalia says.
None.
I don't know about if he's got old law connections, it's fearful, but I trust your judgment.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, he's not the only one that has connections that may not be the most correct leaning.
Oh. Was that pointed towards me?
It's pointed towards a lot of us, come now. If we were to do that, there might be certain ones in this room that would also be on this.
That leaves nine.
I think everyone should get at least one that they get to remove. Like selecting a jury of your peers. You get to remove them as you
feel fit. So back to Vedder Cobain. I never met him, so it's up to you lot.
Sure. Baron Tullibulligan? He was all bluff and bluster in that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all felt. Harper, do you agree?
Sure.
There we go. Remove him, too.
I like what you said about him, too. He was too quick to put his own name to the paper. He cares nothing but other than his fame, right?
Right.
Fame! He gonna live forever!
Yeah, so unless for some reason he wants the infamy of being the one that did it, he's got way too much to lose.
And then R.H. Block is a money man, right?
He's a tax man.
A lot of assassinations are done for money.
Well, you don't need
for taxes?
We didn't get much information from him about him, so I don't see how we can rule him out.
Okay.
Well, perhaps we should talk about those we know.
Yeah.
So, and then talk about those we don't.
All right. So R.H. Bob stays, Armani Warhol. I didn't run into him.
Nobody got to meet him. He is a Ferrisimi, or... One said Ferrisimi, one said Wallstein.
So,
what they, he's foreign.
Those we have not met. Josephine
has been met.
Has been met, but we haven't seen her.
She was a cleaner on from what
that's right.
Said.
Jonathan shakes his hands. He's very kinetic and excited. I don't think her. She's an Alorani.
Which is exactly why we should suspect.
Alorinites don't deal in...
Whoa, guys. Everyone has gotten their one pick.
In Alorinites, the ones that they're not supposed to get involved. Well, I don't know.
Alorinites kill with kindness, not with poison.
Well, or jumping off edges.
He's got you there. Everyone gets to remove one. That has been the path.
I would say a Clairon sycophant wouldn't necessarily be the one to be behind this either.
I mean, he knows her from way back. You know her from way back in the day, from what you said. Right?
Yes, forming school. We were at university together here in Kel'Tyrion.
If we're going to invite this man as a party member, he needs to have the same authority as all of us.
You can eliminate him. I just don't believe it.
Her,
whoever.
All right. So
they're an Alorni.
What?
They're always.
What's your evidence to keep her on the list? The fact that she's an Alorinite.
She's an Alorinite.
Listen, they're all about their secrets and their conspiracies and all about doing shady things. You can't trust them as far as you can throw them. Unless, I mean, yeah, you just can't. I mean, it's personal preference. If you want to eliminate them, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm just voting no.
It doesn't Master, 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 Master
Hexen. But they ain't assassins.
Your beloved...
Exactly, and he trapped us.
Your bigotry aside... Your bigotry aside, I think we need to trust the man who knows her.
Sure.
Alexei Casimir's an Alorinite. And he runs the whole damn Dufresne.
That's right.
And you can't trust him. I'm just saying.
All right. Let's remove Josephine.
You get one corruption for that.
And you can't
trust an Alorinite.
So that brings us down to seven suspects. Lady Gabriella Arke, Dirge the Younger, Domina Satine, Kinnison Algiers, Delilah, Armani Warhol, and R.H. Bock.
Alright, so...
Kinnison, I don't think.
The only reason I'm keeping Domina Satine is because, well, she was awfully friendly to me, and I'm awful suspect of anyone that would be trying to be that way, but she's probably trying to be friendly to me for other reasons.
You're a strong man, as Alia says.
She's ambitious, but I don't think she's.
I'm missing
that
an eye.
And? So your depth perception is lacking.
So
are you saying something
that
else is?
I'm just not as pretty as I used to be. But, yeah.
Well, obviously, your mistake.
Well, maybe beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
How do you think? All right.
We've got seven.
It's the missing eye that you got.
Seven suspects is.
Okay, so
chick stick scars from what I've been told.
I think if she has ulterior motives for being friendly to me, it's not to set me up.
I don't think so. But she has been the only one that we've gotten the closest to.
Well, her dad's Stroh, right?
Yes.
I think this is trying to get in good with upper crust people.
I think
and
so.
And also, maybe she thinks so. I don't know.
I think she's brown nosing and she might happen to have a thing for men with one eye.
From what you're saying, those two seem to be pretty close, Stroh and Dominus Satine. If she was up to no good, then he might know about it. He didn't seem to let on.
That is his daughter.
This is daughter, yes.
All right, let's remove her.
Oh.
What?
If nothing else, wait, I'm near her.
Okay, wait.
She won't let me out of her sight.
What's your evidence?
Your velvet contrary? Throne. Your low connection. That is...
Okay, what's this velvet throne?
It's a criminal organization of some sort that she has some influence with.
Coming from the mixed background that I've had, criminal organizations thrive on, let's just put it this way, you owe me or you die type methods.
All right, so...
We've already ruled out Stroh, her daddy.
Okay, so what I've known, and it's not from first-hand experience, but what I've heard about, is that with criminal organizations, they have a particular niche, I don't know how you pronounce that word, but
niche.
You know, some of them get into black market goods. Others get into smuggling people about, you know, that sort of thing. So, do you happen to know what their area of business is?
No, I don't know anything about this organization. Don't know anything other than the two mystical people who run Loic. I don't know anything about Loic.
I can state, though, almost irrevocably, that criminal organizations tend to thrive in chaos. Yes? A well-oiled political system is not one that does well with criminals.
Actually...
Unless... the criminals are in the political system. This one doesn't seem to be of that nature. Therefore, if she was to be of some use towards this velvet throne, and she's actually someone that's trying to push for it, since it doesn't seem to be the a possible criminal system inside of the political, I would assume that the chaos of changing regimes would actually be good.
Well, actually, like, from what I know, like,
who among you actually traffic with criminals?
Has or does currently?
Have.
I must state that the majority of people who have that background are not likely to say anything.
Not I.
Organized crime.
Well, so, most of what I know is that...
It's a yes or no question. I'm a yes.
There needs
Does that help you, boss?
And would you say that it does better with organization for organized crime to work, or with chaos for organized crime?
She was asking who here has.
Fine, yes.
I feel that if there is
some... There's a yes here and a yes here, which we all already knew.
If there is some fashion in which you clearly have a deeper understanding than any of us around this table here in the Madeline, perhaps you should make a call to leave her on or leave her off the list, believing her to be a member of the Velvet Throne.
Okay. Organized crime buys off the cops.
All right. This is not a question for you,
sorry,
Master Forrester.
I don't.
You are not a criminal. A murderer, perhaps, yes, but it does not make you an organized criminal. I think that it is clear, as Bettinger stated, that he has a much deeper understanding.
My only fear is the intimidation that comes with that. You are never truly out, even if you try.
So does she stay on the list or not?
I'll defer to you.
I've consistently said, trust the people. I have not interviewed her. And if we are going to be of a like mind, we've stuck with the thing that we've all stuck with. Whoever has interviewed her gets the choice. That falls to you two, not me. I would say my vote, like his vote with the Allura Knight, though mine is not based in bigotry, it's based in my experiences.
Well, how do you square up with the fact that
Stro
and her are related, and it doesn't make sense. If he's got the connections in the Old Lord, she does too.
I wouldn't have taken him off either.
So you want Stro back on the table?
Never take a criminal off a conspiracy.
Well, if we continue like this, it shall be tomorrow morning.
We shall put them all back.
That's not what I'm saying here. Just saying, you asked me my opinion, did you not? So, if that is my opinion, never take... There's a conspiracy. Never take the criminals out of the conspiracy.
Is the father a member of the Velvet Throne?
No. Not that he stayed.
Is she a member of the Velvet Throne?
She's... in some way associated with them.
And if she is part of organized crime, she cannot be removed from the list.
Then okay. She stays.
Then move on.
Kennison, I do believe, can be taken off. This is his entire... party. This is his entire reputation. If this thing was to fall apart, there goes his entire world.
But does he have ties to the lady, or does he have ties to the...
He's the quartermaster for Layton.
That doesn't matter. Did he come from the lady's side? How was he hired?
He was of the Sacrifice Hastings.
I know how houses work of the genteel.
He's been working with him since the war.
Who hired him? Come, if we're still putting the lady on...
He's a man of the Genevieve.
He's a man of the Genevieve.
Yes. He's a peacemaker for the Dupre and for Malastus.
Okay, well then we can't take him off if he's a man of the Genevieve. So, there's the younger. Wasn't he...
He's the man at arms for Dupre.
For the Dupre.
Dupre or Dupre?
For Baron Dupre.
Baron.
He is the man at arms.
So, he probably, if we're going off of this, you serve that family forever.
It makes sense that he's trustworthy.
Yeah.
Stuff moves Dupre.
Unless he's in love with the lady.
Those three. We haven't met with them, we can't make educated decisions on them.
I do have to.
But
as I got leaves,
performer, artist, and tax man.
Jim.
I don't think they have any sort of motive, means, or.
They got means.
We can't eliminate them or not eliminate them. We don't know nothing.
Well, that leaves six on the table, and there's six of us.
I would say eliminate those three, and we have three suspects.
Why would we eliminate those three?
I mean, unless you plan on running out really early in the morning, figuring out where these people are and what they do. Again, I think those three have the most means, the most motive.
Most to lose!
Agreed.
I'm not a courtier or a Lord Fancy Pants of this and that, but I know if I have a lot to lose, I'm not going to gamble it, especially if it took me a lifetime to build. That's just me, though.
I'm also of the belief that if it was to be one of the three that you've put at the top, why wouldn't they be working with some of the three at the bottom?
Well, they're going to be working with somebody.
That's a lot of what-ifs.
Too many what-ifs again.
It is, but there's six of us, and there's six people that we have not narrowed down.
Do we need to narrow down to three?
I don't think so.
I mean, if you want to keep an eye on all six, that's fine.
Seems to me the best way to do it.
Is there a number we're trying to achieve?
I mean, three is a great number.
Three is a great number. Okay, what do we know about R.H. Blow?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Nothing?
He's the tax man for the Baron.
Right. So we can't make...
He's a Baron's man.
Taxman, artist, dancer. I have now named all the information we have on the last three that you're talking about taking out.
Right, so we're only taking them off simply because of their profession.
We've eliminated the others because of that, too.
Now all we have is their information is we've met
him
with them.
Yeah, I mean... Like, there's the younger, we know he's a man-at-arms, but we know who he was a man-at-arms for. And
we've already crossed that bridge.
Yeah, exactly. So, We don't know nothing.
Well, then make your call, Captain.
I say keep the last six. We sure. need one of those.
That'll be less time to focus on what's going on in the party if we are to split ourselves.
All right.
I'm not saying it's wrong. Yeah. I am simply stating an obvious fact.
Okay, so I each block. He's taxman for RK.
He's the taxman for the city.
For the city. And if things are in chaos, taxes don't get collected, right?
It's harder to do so.
I would think.
Yep. Sounds like it.
Alright. Since we want three, let's just do it. Okay. Armani will hold.
I don't want three. Who wants three?
He wants three.
I want three.
Alright. I am going to excuse myself. These last ones you can get on your own.
Alright.
Sorry, guys. I gotta go.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya.
So, Armani Warhol, what do we know about him?
He's an artiste. He wears a wig in blue.
All we know. Wait, so we know at least that much?
Mm-hmm.
So he wears blue. Well, then he's gotta stay.
Sure.
What? Alright.
I mean, that right there is bloody more of a clue than any of these people.
Sure.
Okay, Delilah, what do we know about her?
She's a dancer. That's it.
That's all we know, is she's a dancer.
That is all.
Anything else to add there, any of the folks in the crowd?
Yeah, actually, Domina Satine's going to be wearing blue, so she needs to stay. That's right.
If we're going to be narrowing down, if any of them...
If you want to get rid of the lady, go ahead and get rid of the lady.
The lady and Kinnison.
The lady absolutely hates the Baroness. I would say she's not the best one to get rid of. Kinnison. However, I once again go to Kinnison as a quartermaster who is planning this entire thing. Everyone knows that it's on his shoulders. And if something bad was to happen, there goes his entire reputation.
Okay. Well,
Mark Dominus, the team... in Armani Warhol with the blue that they are going to wear at the party.
I mean, he's a Jenny, so just saying that.
He's a Jenny. If he's a Jenny, he's probably going to be wearing blue, right?
What they wear. I mean, we can keep a better eye once everyone gets announced. We'll see their faces and what they're wearing. Anyone who's not wearing blue, we just immediately rule out.
Anything blue.
Sure.
But they could put on the mask later and be wearing blue. They could step to a side parlor and put a scarf on the tenth of blue.
But then, if we're using useless information, it's going to be anyone, they're going to die no matter what.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm hesitant to take someone off the list that we know absolutely nothing about, one way or the other.
Correct. We know nothing of oil. Nothing. Well, dancer. There you go. You have your one word.
There's been many a person that has died because they went into a private room with four private shower.
I mean, I'm fine with 3 + 2 addition. We'll just leave it at that.
I suppose you have not this work.
Who do you want to get rid of?
The dancer. We got rid of a musician just because they have a cocky musician.
Yeah, but someone met him.
Right. Yep. I mean, it's not like I look a person in the eye and go, hey, are you going to murder the Baron? And just no.
Okay. Well, let's get rid of the dancer.
Lila has been removed, so leaves Lady Gabriella RK and Kinnison Algiers.
3 + 1 initial. I think you'd be happy with
that. So Kinnison, he's a Jenny, but he's a quartermaster. And who's he a quartermaster for? This city, right?
He's a quartermaster for the Baron, as far as I had information.
Wait, the Baron himself, and he's a Jenny? How do we know he's a Jenny?
Information I was given. Yeah, I have him listed as a peacemaker for the Alistairs and the Dupree. He's was at the Sack of Hastings and he's a journeyman. That's what I have.
Sounds like no one has anything else to add on, so we just keep them.
Right.
So then, so it leaves Lady Gabriella, Kinnison Algiers, Donna Satine, who was wearing blue, and Armani Warhol, who was wearing blue. Four suspects.
Yeah.
An unlucky number for an unlucky prospect.
It's 3+1 additional, as I said.
I am certain that the Dufresne will be capable to uncover who the assassin may be. I will be on my watch as well, without a doubt. I have my orders. I am to ensure that the Baron signs the papers. We have our itinerary. Perhaps, if you wouldn't mind, Lady Elisa, can we go back through it?
Yes. So 4 p.m. we arrive. 5:30 the band will arrive. 6 p.m. the guests will be introduced. 6 to 7 is masks on. 10 is the end.
Yes.
At 7 p.m., the Baron will stand up and he will give a toast with no mask on. Once again, alerting exactly who he is. So, it would seem to me that most likely if someone was to strike would be between 7 and 10, which is precisely the time you've stated that he will be signing sometime during.
Right. When
given
will the
everything works.
Gift be presented?
I am the one who will be presenting it to
right.
the, oh, I should say, Jonathan Vander. I try to introduce him to the Lord, mm-hmm. and then he will give the gift.
All right.
Is that sometime after 7 then?
So, is a bit of a plan. We need to see who's going to be watching who. Now. I'm thinking I'll be able to be around Domina Satine, and then if I find out otherwise, then I can come and rely on Elisa in order to be around her. Right?
Of course.
Okay.
I have a feeling that considering my name, she will not drop my company.
Yeah. Now,
but that could also be true of the Lady Arkay.
Mm-hmm. There's...
considering she hates the Baroness.
There's 3 other people. So, Armani Warhol. Who wants to be the one to watch Armani Warhol?
Perhaps we can discuss that while the night grows late.
Mm.
Yes. It does.
That's fine by me.
We have until 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Alrighty. With that, we will end episode 46 of Queen of Embers. Thank you all so much for coming. 100 reward points.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And corruption roll.
Corruption roll. Or
I got some corruption.
Corruption, or what do we call this?
Wheel
of corruption. Corruption.
Is that?
Okay, here we go. Who's got corruption, by the way?
I got 4.
How did you
nope.
get? Okay. Wheel of Corruption says value is 5.
I believe he had 3 as well because of the coffee.
That's right.
Coffee. So, I think
everybody's all
right. good.
We will see you all next week. Thank you for patronage. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
And we will see you all soon on Twitch.
Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
See ya.